This is The Guardian.
Just a warning before we start. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are advised that this episode contains references to an Aboriginal person who has died. Please take care while listening. I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. On Sunday, Northern Territory Police charged Jefferson Lewis with murder over the death of Kumanjai Little Baby.
Jefferson Lewis was formally charged with one count of murder. This remains a deeply distressing matter, and our thoughts are firmly with Kumanjai's family, loved ones, and the wider community that have been deeply impacted by these events.
The 5-year-old Walpiri girl was allegedly abducted a week earlier from her bed at a town camp outside of Alice Springs.
This outcome follows an extensive and complex investigation by the Northern Territory Police.
Her disappearance triggered a desperate search on foot and by air across many kilometres of scrub and bushland.
We all look sad and deprived of energy because of what's taken toll in Alice Springs over the previous week.
But it ended on Thursday when police discovered her body 5 kilometres away from where she was last seen alive.
We need to let the family mourn, not create more sadness and angst in our minds and our souls. People are trying to get themselves up each morning.
Lewis will front court today as the community across Alice Springs and people right around the country mourn.
The family of Kumanjai, little baby, our queen, is very relieved that charges have been made and the man will face the court. We must now let the justice system do its work. I also ask all our politicians, leaders, to be respectful of this sorry time. We too need to work together on this.
Today, Indigenous Affairs reporter for Guardian Australia, Douglas Smith, on how hope turned to grief in the Red Centre. It's Tuesday, the 5th of May.